Impeachment star witness Pamela Carlin forced to apologize for mocking Barron Trump. By Joshua Kaplan on December 4, 2019. Stanford Law School professor Pamela Carlin said she apologized Wednesday evening for invoking President Donald Trump's 13-year-old son, Barron Trump, to criticize the president during the House Judiciary Committee's hearing on impeachment, adding that she hopes the president apologizes for his past actions. Carlin quickly changed topics during questioning from Representative Greg Stanton, Diaz, to walk back an out-of-nowhere jab at the president's son earlier in the hearing. While the president can name his son Barron, he can't make him a baron, she had quipped to Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, DTX. After being called out for the play on words, she took on a more conciliatory tone, while maintaining that the president remains in the wrong for unrelated actions. I want to apologize for what I said earlier about the president's son, she said. It was wrong of me to do that. I wish the president would apologize, obviously, for the things that he has done that's wrong, but I do regret having said that. The play on words drew swift backlash from the White House and Republican lawmakers. Less than an hour before she revisited her statement, Representative Mike Johnson, RLA, entered into the record a social media post from Barron's mother, First Lady Melania Trump, saying Carlin should be ashamed of the stunt. Carlin stood out from even her fellow Democrat called witnesses with fiery, combative testimony from the start of the hearing, ostensibly a session to discuss legal theories on the constitutional grounds for impeaching a U.S. president. She scolded House Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Doug Collins, RGA, in her opening statement, answering a perceived slight that ultimately was not accurate. The professor has previewed the unhinged style of her congressional testimony in past discussions of the president. During a panel discussion in 2017, Carlin delivered a series of monologues reviling Trump's outrageous behavior both before and after he was elected, repeatedly saying that he worries her, questioning whether he is able to tell the difference between truth and falsehood, and admitting she could not bring herself to walk past the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C., instead choosing to change course and cross the street. Fact records indicate Carlin donated $1,000 to the presidential campaign of Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, earlier this year. When Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, asked her about this donation, Carlin became indignant, invoking foreign intervention in American elections.